like the camping group. All over Britain tonight in the woods, there are fires burning. And around a lot of those fires, there are nationalists like you and me, patriots who love this country. And they're sick and tired of the repression and filth which we're subjected to every day. And they want to get away from it all. So they're sitting around those fires and they're telling stories and singing songs and they're getting to know one another. In another way, their hearts are burning too, with desperation to do something about the mess in which we find our country. And one day, those sparks of those fires are going to light up this country and they're going to burn down this rotten system from top to bottom. And out of those ashes, a new Britain will arise, and one that we could be proud of again. But it's not tonight. Tonight, we're just talking about it, planning it, you know, preparing, improving themselves and waiting for a lot more people like you and me to come out and join them. And that's what they'll be talking about tonight. And that's what they'll get into their sleeping bags around the fire, and they'll dream about it under the stars in the fresh air alongside their brothers. Mine isn't the only group like this, by the way. Many of us haven't actually met. But if they're out there doing what we do, then I know that we're part of the same brotherhood. And I know I will see them on the day that matters. Do you want to be part of the movement? Come out and join us. You know, start improving yourself. Perhaps you think you're a potential leader for the movement one day. Well, that's even better, because we're waiting for you to come out and prove yourself to us. The spring is here. Everything is finally blooming out there. And when you can smell the flowers and hear birds singing in the shades of, you know, great old English oak, that's where you'll find real nationalists. Our woodland is the best in the world. You cannot convince me otherwise. Our fields, our farms, our hills and meadows are the best place in the world for me. I've traveled plenty with the military and without, and there is nowhere that I'd rather live and die than right here in Britain, because it's our home. It's my home, and I would fight for it. I would fight for every single drop of our streams and river. I would fight for every acorn and every red squirrel, which aren't that much of anymore. And every village and every town is worth saving, even London, I think. I'd fight for a new Britain, a better Britain. And we do have a long road ahead of us. We don't know about, you know, how much time we've got, and I don't ask for anything. But I would strongly advise you this before I go. Lace up your boots, put on your rucksack, and come and get amongst your own kind. If the wind in our trees and valleys had a voice, that is exactly what they would tell you to do. In its own way, it's what the nonsense on the news, the corporate doublespeak, and the whining fairies and the gutless cowards are telling you to do. That's why you're not welcome in their world anymore, and you don't have a place in their idea of what this country should be. So stuff them. You know, come out and be British among, you know, be a British man amongst British men. One day when you look back at the adventures you had with the lads and those nights sitting around those fires, you'll give your sons the same advice. So I know that we're in dark times right now, but those fires are going to light the way for us, and until this new awakening takes hold. So if you're interested in doing that, getting outside, then give me an email, richard@lionheartengland.outlook.com. Yeah, get out and go camping, even if it's just on your own, solo camp. Go in and improve your skills, learn to love this country, walk, see England from off the road. And I look forward to speaking to you guys in the future. And thank you once more to the Ayatollah for having me on here today. I've really had great fun. Thank you.